Moncrief on News Talk.
If there's one certain way to know that someone is lying, it's when that person says that they never lie, because we all do, at least every now and again, either out of self-interest or even kindness. George Clooney's cousin and former Olympic pole vaulter Henry McKean has been looking at widespread porky telling. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. Good afternoon. I had a lie ready today I was going to use. I thought I'd have to use that. And it was a really good lie, because it was, when I lie, I actually tell the truth, even though I'm still lying. As in, everything in the sentence has to be truthful. You just have to construct it in a certain way.
Yeah.
So I nearly had to use this one, which was a truthful lie.
Yeah.
But I don't have to now. I won't tell you what happened.
I had the lie ready. Save that for the next time. Now, you were part of the reason you were doing this because you were at the ploughing last year, and there's going to be an Irish series of the traitors.
Yeah, exactly. So I was at the ploughing and the weather was fantastic just recently, and Kite Entertainment were out casting, and they were saying that the Irish are good at lying. We are. We're excellent at it. And I suppose it got us thinking, you know, why are we so good at it? What is it about the Irish? And you can't tell always if an Irish person is lying. Sometimes they're speaking too much. That's another giveaway. If the sentences are just too long and they don't just say yes or no. But yeah, so then we thought, you know, what about taking a lie detector test? So we've gone about trying to figure out how to do that. But, you know, I was in Athlone, as you do.
Yeah.
So I was there in Athlone. That's where I took the test. And I got to meet the Irish public, people from all different backgrounds. Outside the Golden Island shopping centre. I have to say, hanging outside the Golden Island.
Do you?
Yeah, even though I probably should be up near the Shannon where it's more beautiful.
Yeah.
But I do like, you might see me at the Golden Island one day.
No, the Golden Island, I've been outside. I've done Vox Pops at the Golden
Island.
Have
you?
Yes, and a man called me a Vulgarian.
Well. He wasn't lying.
Yeah, it was a forcefully held opinion, it must be said.
So I put that to the people. I mean, can you spot a liar? Are you good at lying? And what makes a good liar? Can you spot if someone's lying to you?
I don't know if I can or not.
Only if I knew the person.
If you knew them, you'd know they were lying. You could tell.
Yeah.
How can you tell if someone's lying to you?
When they take, like, let's say, example, like long breaks in your sentence, or they're not looking in your eyes.
And if they're not looking in your eyes and there's a gap, you think they're lying?
Yeah.
Usually you can tell if someone's lying, yeah.
Have you lied today about anything, big or small?
No, I haven't lied about anything today, no.
Do we all just lie all the time?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I think we all kind of naturally just lie sometimes, like, you know, like a white lie or something like that. But...
And when does a white lie become a big lie? And then you have to lie on top of a lie.
I don't know. I guess you just keep going then. If you're lying, you just keep going.
Did anyone lie to you today?
I hope not.
If you're looking at them, look into their eyes. If they're not engaging, if they're telling a lie, they're not looking straight at you. That'll be my take on it.
How much lying can you take until you've had enough?
Oh, God, I don't tell lies. If you're going to tell a lie, you're going to have to tell another lie.
So you tell the truth?
I tell the truth all the time. I couldn't lie.
So you just say it how it is, even if it hurts someone's feelings?
Or you just kind of go the long way around it, the nice way about it. You know, I don't like liars. I tell my kids don't lie. I don't like liars, people that tell lies. I mean, it's not cool.
It's not cool.
No, it's not cool at all.
You give people the benefit of the doubt and hope they're telling the truth.
Yes, I believe you always have to speak the truth, even if it's going to hurt you or it's going to go against you. Because if you lie today, tomorrow will come back, and the guy that you lied to or the person you lied to, he'll come back and he'll find out the truth. And it's not going to be a good feeling, you know what I mean?
When was the last time you told a lie?
I can't remember, actually.
Can you tell if someone's telling the truth?
That's not a lie.
That's not a lie.
I have an idea. I would have an idea. I'd look them in the eye. If somebody's not looking you in the eye...
It's all about that.
Yeah, I think so.
The biggest lie. Well, I suppose it happened going to school, you know, back years ago.
Can you spot a liar?
Well, you could know people is telling a lie. I often told white lies myself to get out of it.
So I'd be good at cards, so I'd always be lying while playing cards and stuff like that. So I could spot, like, I'm a good poker player, so...
So you have a good poker face and you can tell?
Yeah, I'm definitely a very good poker face. People can't tell if I'm being serious or not very serious.
I feel like you can tell, you can see it in their face and the way that they talk and their body language.
Did you lie today?
I haven't lied today, but it's still early.
Can you tell?
Yeah, usually.
You can see it in their face.
Yeah. Well, just people I've met aren't very good liars.
They're not good liars?
No.
So you can spot them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you lie much?
Yeah.
Is she always telling fibs?
Yeah, always.
So do you.
I do too.
Yeah.
and you can catch each other out.
Though. Yeah, like white lies, like.
Like about boys and stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody's texting in to say most of us lie every day and we don't realise it. Sure, if you don't realise it, that's not a lie. That's a mistake, as opposed to a lie. I would have thought that a lie is when you purposefully tell somebody a mistruth.
Because we could say we're all living a lie, but we don't know it yet. You know, it will all come out.
Oh God, you mean like the Matrix?
we don't know how much trouble that we've caused until it's too late. But I mean, and this is the thing, we can't help it. And as the years go by, as we get older, we get better at lying. And I think the world we live in now.
Do you think so?
I think so. Definitely. I think I'm a much better liar than I was years ago. You know, you've got to keep it short and you've got to keep it to the point and only lie when you absolutely have to.
And you know? Yes, absolutely.
And then you become more truthful.
If you put it in a truth sandwich, so to speak, so you have two slices of truth with a little bit of a lie in between.
Yes.
It's much more palatable.
And I think sometimes, like we heard there from the public, you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
No, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that kind of a lie.
Let them down gently.
At all. Yeah.
And I think that is the key. And, you know, we were talking about this lie detector test, and I wanted to, you know, find one. So I thought, what would I do? So I rang up Adrian Kennedy because he used to have a late night show, and I thought he would have a lie detector test.
Okay, was he vaguely insulted?
No, he didn't. He said, Henry, how can I help? And I said, I'm looking for someone with a lie detector test. Did you ever use them when he did the late night radio show? And he's online now as well. And obviously he was actually just filling in here just last week. And he said, no, he never used them. He never used them. So then somebody said, ring DCU, the university.
Okay.
So I rang them and they tried and said, look, we've had a look around. We don't have a polygraph anywhere. We don't do lie detector tests.
Not interested in the truth, really.
So then I thought, what are we going to do? How are we going to find it? So then I actually did what I should have done at the start, not use my brain, but used Google.
Yeah.
So I looked it up.
And astoundingly, the company's got a lie detector in Ireland.
No, exactly.
I struggled to find that.
I looked up to Lie Detector Limited or liedetector.ie, the longest established polygraph business in Ireland, and it's run by Sheehan Devine, originally from Leeds. She used to be a banker. She used to work in the banking system, but the bank she worked in left the country, and she moved here full-time during the boom crash. I now join them together, because boom crash could be anywhere between 2008 and maybe 2012. And she saw a gap in the market. You know, there was a need for this service. Not that the reason why we crashed was because we were all lying, or maybe it was.
Well, maybe in a bit of that.
Yeah. So she's fully trained in this. She's done lots of courses and she's got many degrees and a master as well. We met up in Athlone and I asked her who uses the service.
Well, I suppose there's a wide range of reasons why we conduct polygraph testing for people, and I suppose any situation where somebody needs to prove that they are being truthful, usually it can work, but quite often we do a lot of testing for relationship issues, you know, accusations of cheating. We do a lot of testing for thefts as well, you know, that's another common area. But a whole range, it could be an accusation of sexual abuse, it could be an employment issue, pre-employment testing. You know, there's so many areas where you can use the polygraph.
So this equipment is pretty complicated. We are going to try and get an accurate reading, but to get a complete accurate reading, we need to spend a few hours doing tests before the main test. And we must say also that it's never going to be completely accurate.
Well, I mean, a polygraph examination usually takes me around an hour and 45 minutes, and most of that is the pre-test preparation. Without that pre-test preparation, the test isn't going to be accurate, and the test, you know, would be done a number of times in a real-life situation. You know, there's a whole lot of factors. We'd have gone through the person's medical background. There's a whole lot of factors that you have to get right. So this is more of a demonstration of how it would work, and it gives somebody the chance, or gives you a chance to sort of see how it feels to take a test, you know, with the equipment attached.
Why do people lie, and why are the Irish so good at lying?
Well, I suppose the reality is we all lie. There are so many different types of lies. But, you know, somebody may fancy a day off work, so they exaggerate their sickness, or they're running late, so they blame the traffic. So we've got small lies like that. And I think that's just part of life, you know. But it's the big lies, the problem, the ones that, you know, can change people's lives if they're not able to prove that they're being truthful.
Yeah. She's not wrong. Someone says men lie all the time on dating apps. Beware of men who say they're 5'9". Apparently that's because they might actually be 5'9".
And they're saying that they're 6 foot. Yeah, that's, you know.
No, no. Apparently if you say, I think what they're saying is that if they say they're 5'9", mm-hmm. they're actually like 5'6".
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
And they're wearing heels or they're stretching.
And this particular
up.
Lady wants a 5'9" lad and she just keeps going 5'5". Or bigger.
Yeah, someone else says men fall in love with what they see. And women fall in love with what they hear. That's why men lie and women wear makeup.
Well,
I don't think that's really equivalent things, really.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone got like sent to prison for wearing too much makeup.
But I think
people,
ladies,
have been sent to prison for lying
they
about
have.
Things.
Ladies wear makeup for other ladies, not for us, not for men.
And for themselves.
Yes, and for themselves as well.
Yes.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. Men just lie for themselves to make themselves feel better. Probably a lot of the time.
We do.
Anyway, so mm-hmm. so is it like on the movies then? They strap you into a big yoke.
The machine was like the sort of block, like a big block of Lego with lots of copper wires attached. And then you had to wear these things on your fingers and also something on your bottom too. And they're looking at breathing.
Ooh, what? Because you might be hiding
You know when you move your bottom like that? So I'm moving. You know that whole Alex Ferguson squeaky bum time?
Yeah.
Like if you're moving your bottom, you're nervous about something. You're trying to hide something.
Right.
So it's like a bottom sensor that you sit on. But it's all above board. It's all above board.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, they're looking at breathing, heart rate, pulse rate. Your skin can do stuff too. That can give off responses. All these things can basically show you're not very truthful, she describes it.
Yeah, so the polygraph instrument, it looks like it's a small box, really. I think people often imagine the old analog machine with all the dials and the needle going up and down and the paper churning around. And I think that's what people visualise. But in reality, you know, it's probably a bit disappointing, really. So we have the polygraph instrument. It has a number of components that will be attached to the person taking the test. So we have these two breathing tubes, which go around the upper chest area and around the top of the stomach area. They are measuring breathing, so breathing rate, breathing volume, basically breathing pattern. We have a blood pressure cuff here, which we're all usually very familiar with. That will go on the upper arm of the person. We're not taking blood pressure, so it doesn't matter whether somebody's blood pressure is high, low, normal. And I would say on the day of a test, it's probably different to what it is on a day when they're not taking a test. But what I'm doing is putting a light pressure in there that stays in there for the duration of the test, which is about 5-6 minutes. And that allows me to take a constant reading of the person's heart rate and pulse rate. On the opposite arm, or the opposite hand to the arm where the blood pressure cuff is, we put clips on fingers. And we have these two clips here, which go on the index and ring finger. And these are measuring electrodermal activity, which just means skin conductance or sweat gland activity. And then we have another clip here, which if anyone's in hospital with, they would sort of recognise it. And that clip is measuring blood rate volume, or you could say oxygen levels in the blood. And finally, we have the movement sensor mat, which the person taking the test is seated on, and that enables the examiner to ensure that there's no moving during the test and that the person isn't undergoing countermeasures.
Mm. The thing about that, though, you know the way like sometimes you're talking to a guard.
Yes.
And you feel guilty even though you haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of a way.
Well,
I'd have that immediate response to the lie detector.
Yes.
I think my heart rate would go up automatically.
And just by chance, I was in an open day in Balbriggan Garda Station and I had a breathalyzer test. I just have to say I was there on an open day and I just took the breathalyzer test and I was actually nervous just from the size of the machine.
Yeah.
Even though I knew I would come up zero, and I did come up zero, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
And there was lots of buttons and stuff like that. And the guard did say it was perhaps the most nerve-wracking room in the whole Garda Station. And I can see why. You know, people get freaked out. They get nervous. When you have wires attached to them, and you know, does the, and you know, How accurate is it? I mean, the experts are saying it's pretty accurate. You know, in the UK, that the results can't be used in a criminal court case. In Ireland, sometimes results are used as evidence in a defence case, but they can't be used
in civil cases.
In court. So, like, it's quite accurate. This is what the experts are saying.
I assume then they must take into account then that people might be nervous even taking these kind of tests.
Yeah, and I was nervous, Sean. I was very nervous, and I deliberately, skipped lunch because I was nervous, you know, just in case there was any wind, you know.
Is farting a sign of guilt?
I don't know. But no talking.
Especially with the bottom sensor there. You're going to hand it back to her.
No, but no talking.
Say, I'm sorry, we'll have to get you a new one.
But there was air. There was air pumped into my arm because of there was a heart rate monitor. And that's where we start the test.
Pressure's going in now.
So we're just pumping me up here. Oh, I can feel that. And I'm strapped in. I've got special wires on my fingers. And we've got all the equipment here. We've got a special system that's going to test if I'm telling the truth or not. And just to say, this is a demonstration.
Okay, Henry, please remain still. The test is about to begin.
I'm nervous. I know I'm smiling, but I am nervous.
Have you ever stolen from your workplace?
No.
Have you ever cheated on a partner?
No.
Have you ever rang in sick to work when you weren't really?
Ooh, these are difficult questions. No.
Is there anyone in News Talk you really dislike?
No.
Are you hiding any of Sean's secrets?
Wow, what a question. No.
Please remain still. The test is about to end. Okay.
Okay, wow. That was actually really quite difficult. You put me on the spot there.
Yeah.
And we'll be getting the results soon. The equipment is just working it out.
So the results of the test are...
Whew, I don't know. I don't know if I want to share this with everybody.
Oh, God. Pack of lies, Henry. The whole lot of it, apart from the last one. I don't think you have any of my secrets. With some people, it's difficult to tell if they're lying because with Botox, it's easier to keep a straight face. Maliki says, does my ass look big in this? No, it looks great on you. The truth equals 100% sulks. The white lie is 50-50. Well, yeah, but that's applicable to all of us, probably, that kind of a lie. Sometimes I say I'm 6 foot, even though I'm only 5'11 and a half. Am I going to jail? Cormac wants to know. No, Cormac, you're not going to jail, but you are a monster. If you want to be a good liar, you need a good memory so you can remember your lies. Look at Trump, massive liar, and contradicts himself a lot due to a bad memory. Doesn't do him any harm. He still might win still might be the next president of the United States. Another texter says, two liars were having a competition to see who was the biggest liar. One liar said to another liar, I walked across Niagara Falls in a tightrope. And the other said, I know, I saw you do it. Which of the two was the biggest liar? Oh, God, it's a riddle.
Ooh, that's a difficult one. Who lied more? I'm going the second guy.
I'd say the second guy too. Unfortunately, this person doesn't provide an answer.
Okay.
So we'll never know.
We won't.
Unless they want to text in again and explain, you know, how that works. So just before we do our big reveal, were you lying in any of these? Were you consciously lying for any of these questions?
I tried to be as truthful as I could. I really, really did. But I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yes.
And like, I did tell the truth. I have no secrets on you. I know everything about you. I don't think there's any secret. Well, I'm sure there are, but I don't know them. So that was true.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other questions that I had to ask, have you ever stolen anything from the workplace? I told the truth there. No. Have you ever cheated on your partner? No. Have you ever rang in sick to work when you're not really sick? You weren't sick? No. I would just ring in and say, I can't come in today. I wouldn't say I'm sick because that way you're telling the truth.
Yeah, you're telling the truth.
Something's come up.
But you've never brought home a few notebooks and given them to the kids kind of thing?
Only if they were freebies. Only if they were complimentary. you know,
right, okay.
I don't know. I'm just using this as an example. Sentra. Sentra used to send me in things.
Did they?
They used to send me in baskets. What do you call those things? They give them at Christmas, hampers.
Hampers.
But I haven't had them in a while.
Okay.
But like, I wouldn't steal
Sentra,
anything.
Come on.
No, I wouldn't steal anything. But this is the way. But we'll go back to Shane Devine from liedetector.ae. There was one particular question which I was clearly lying about.
Well, I suppose what, as an examiner, what we're looking at is to see if a physiological response occurs when the person taking the test is answering the questions, because that is a sign of deception. So that's what we're looking for. And the question where there was the most deception for you was the question, is there anyone in News Talk you really dislike?
Okay, so that you think there was deception there?
Well, that's the question where we had the most significant response, so that would suggest you weren't being truthful when you answered that question, Henry.
Oh.
You might have some explaining to do.
Who's asked for a lie detector over the years?
Well, I suppose, you know, we have had, I suppose we'll say, well-known personalities over the years that have contacted us. And one in particular was Ian Bailey. He did contact me, and I spoke to him, and he said he was willing to do a polygraph test. Unfortunately, he did, you know, withdraw his agreement to do that, and that was something that was publicised at the time. But he did contact me a few years ago, willing to take a test.
There you go. That's Henry McKean there publicly admitting that he hates Pat Kenny. That's very disappointing and hurtful from in the office. But
well, I mean,
maybe you can repair the relationship somehow.
Well, I've been here.
With hugs.
I've been here a while, and you know, I know where the skeletons are. And is there anyone in News Talk I really dislike? I did make me squirm. It did make me move my bottom.
Yeah,
and I did. My face went a bit red.
Yeah, but. You and I have been here a long time. Mm-hmm. You may well have been thinking of someone who doesn't even work here anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That is my excuse that I'm going to say to the judge.
Yeah.
You know, that person that I really dislike doesn't work here anymore. Thank you for that, Sean.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. People are contacting their lawyers right now. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.